Welcome back to AfterBuzz TV. I have a great panel for you tonight, and we have a special caller. This is episode 5.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
I'm a Barbie girl in a Barbie world. Rapping plastic. It's fantastic.
Yeah.
Was that your?
Which movie? Imagination. That is your creation.
Barbie, let's go party.
I'm a Barbie girl.
I'm in a Barbie.
This was out when I was so, like, young, you guys. Oh, my God.
You can brush my hair down.
I know. And you remember when, like, you found out that the lead singer, the girl in Aqua, that she wasn't blonde?
I was
like...
Wait, it was a wig?
No, she didn't have blonde hair. She, like, had brown hair. And in the music video, she had brown hair, too.
Oh, Barbie's brown hair.
Yeah, but
well, I mean,
normally,
her friend, her friend, she has a friend named Christy, I think, or Christine, who has brown hair.
She's basically saying Barbies can't have brown hair, y'all. They gotta be blonde.
Yeah. Well, I'm just saying Barbie herself is blonde. However, of course.
What about Skipper?
Skipper has
Skipper
blonde
was
hair.
Blonde.
What about Ken?
Ken's blonde. Blonde.
Yeah, Barbies are blonde then.
Yeah.
No, I'm kidding.
Yeah.
Those are the only three I remember.
Ken was blonde.
There's a whole family.
Until they came out with the black
ones.
There
was ones, there was a set of twins that were discontinued in 1987,
blondes?
I believe. They were like twin sisters of, or a twin boy and girl. There's like a whole history of Barbie. Clearly,
and
I know too much about that.
Barbie after Buzz show coming.
I love Barbie dolls. Love them. Okay. Hi, guys. Welcome to AfterBuzz TV. This is going to be a really, like, fast-paced episode for you because we have a guest host. We also have a caller. We're going to be talking to Fran. We're either going to Skype or call her. I'm not sure. But we're going to have Fran on. So, first of all, let's check out who's on the panel. We have Miss... Miss Camilla. We have Miss... Oh, where is Camilla? Oh, my God. I just remembered. I forgot to text her back.
Did she really just say that?
No. Camilla...
Sorry. And we're on air right now, so I can't even fake my, like, facial expression.
Sorry. You know I love you.
I'm
sorry. No, Camilla texted me...
Just call me, Kayla.
No, Camilla actually texted me that she was in traffic, like, an hour ago, and I was so frantic, I didn't text her back, so I hope she's okay. I'm not sure where Camilla is. If she comes, we'll... have her come in. I don't know where she is. That's so
she
weird.
She can take my spot.
All right. I am so sorry. I'm so sorry, Kayla. We have Miss Kayla Carter.
I'm all like,
back by popular demand, Kayla.
Look, she didn't get my name wrong now. She gets everyone's name wrong, so it's okay.
I'm so frantic right now. I'm texting Fran. I'm texting Alex. I'm texting everybody. Okay, so.
But yes, you can find me on Instagram, back by popular demand. That's going to be with 2Ks, y'all. And you can also find me on Twitter. That's going to be at Bad Girl KC, and then my Skype, which I gotta get that back. I've had like 3 phones in 3 weeks, so I gotta add that app back on, but it's Bad Girl KC as well. So yeah, hit me up, you guys.
And we have Miss Amber Mead. Amber is from season 3 of the Bad Girls Club. She is an OG bad girl. She was on the panel last year. She is back for a week from Hawaii.
Woohoo! Surfing every day.
Woo! Amber, thank you so much for coming in for the episode.
I'm so excited.
Yay! Amber, how can they find you on social media?
You don't want to find
me. I know. I was going to say, Amber doesn't care about social media.
Oh, you don't want to find me.
Whatever.
You can talk to Kristen instead.
Amber Mead.
I
believe it is.
Yeah, it's Amber Mead.
Amber Mead on
Instagram. Okay, I do Instagram.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I do Instagram.
So give them your Instagram.
Oh, Amber Mead. With the E at the end.
Yes.
All right, so this episode is called Uh-Huh. And the new girl is coming. Everyone's excited. I kind of like... Did you like having new girls or not having new girls on your seasons?
I loved it, but everyone else hated it. So I thought it was, like, really just kind of annoying.
Mm-hmm. For my season, they wanted me to have a new girl, but at the same time, I kind of didn't want a new girl. But then when the new girl came, the production said, like, make sure you guys act like you don't want a new girl. So I feel like now they're telling them... Now they don't tell them, like, how to act.
Because I think girls just, like, don't like new girls coming in. They all just feel, like, entitled.
Super
it's their house.
Yeah.
Like, it's my house, even though they didn't pay for anything. But,
right.
I don't think any season anyone's really been excited about a new girl, have they?
I don't know.
I wasn't there, so I wouldn't know.
So the girls go to the beach. Fran and Kiki putting up the umbrella and the umbrella falling over. Oh my God.
So funny. They looked like they were having so much fun.
Yeah, they did look like they were having fun, finally.
Oh my God. Seven's body. Amazing.
Is it?
Like,
her
is she the one that started doing the booty pop?
I mean, her booty was...
Yeah, she was like, she was booty pop.
Nice.
Oh, yeah.
Her butt was nice. I did put nice butt.
Oh, my God. I put Seven's body is incredible. Like, Seven, what are you doing?
I love their Jeeps.
Okay, cool. Thanks. I love Seven's body. Like, I was like, oh my god.
And it definitely looks
goals.
Really natural.
Oh,
so,
very natural. Yeah. You can tell she, like, works out. She's good.
Yeah. Yeah, damn. She's probably, like, 21, okay, guys?
Yeah, but
we all had nice bodies.
We all had
21.
Nice bodies.
I
mean,
well, I still got a nice body.
I know.
Yeah, you
did. I'm just saying, my booty never popped like that. Like, she's got.
No, yeah, she was the one that was popping in all different ways and dancing around.
That was good. Oh my god. And then Key grabbed the pole and, like, fell over. It was, like, too much.
Yeah, it was funny.
Singing Umbrella,
A. They went to Bank of Venice, which I've never heard about, and Sayora starts talking to some guy, and they all were making fun of her for talking to an old guy. I didn't think he was old.
He definitely looked old, but I mean, hey, don't hate the player, hate the game. If you can't get no D, that's your problem. If the attention is not on you, that's your problem.
Yeah, that's
let her do what she wants to do. And at the end of the day, I already know what Sayora's mind frame is with what she's doing, so... You cannot hate. I feel like Lil' Key is trying to be like a pimp or a madam or something to these girls because she has something to say about everything that they do sexual or, they're not making enough money. Like, girl, well, what you gonna do, put them on? I don't know. I'm confused.
Hey, Steve, really quick. That phone number I just gave you, that was for the caller after Fran. Fran's a different phone number. Not sure if you know that. Okay, cool. So then Seven is going to a DJ class, and I think Seven would be a really good DJ. Like, she's, first of all, her name is Seven. She's, like, a perfect name to be a DJ. Yeah. She's, like, a pretty girl. Like, they love having pretty girl DJs. She seems like she has, like, a good sense of style. I think Seven would be an amazing
DJ. But we gotta get her actually DJ.
Has she DJed yet? Yeah, like, have you guys heard of anything after the show?
No, but, like, that was her first class. I mean, nobody's good when they first do something, you know?
I was good when I did my first DJ class. Sorry.
Girl. But I'm just saying, you know, nobody's
DJing on a dick.
Yeah, I'm just saying nobody's, like, amazing when they first do something, you know. It takes practice, you know. Hell, the first time we put on mascara, it was all over our faces. You know what I mean? It's like,
okay, you're right.
Okay, so if you had the Dirty Monkey in Maui, would you bring her to come DJ on a Saturday
I don't
night?
Know. I've never heard. I mean, this was
looks
just...
Wise,
this,
you would.
This was a class. But, I mean, a lot of DJs
what
is just
What did she say?
Looks.
I'm with the OPs. What does that mean?
I didn't hear her say that.
Like, in the beginning, when he said, have you ever DJed before? No, but I'm with the OPs or OGs or...
Oh, the OGs, maybe?
Or something. I don't know.
I didn't hear that part. Damn.
Okay, so none of us knew what she was talking about.
I was actually talking to, I think, one of the producers when that was happening. But Seven, awesome. You have her? Okay, cool. We'll bring in, like,
Hello.
Five. Oh, hey!
Oh, hey, Fran!
Hey, Fran!
What's up, girl?
Do you like Fran or do you like Francesca?
I like Francesca.
Okay, Fran.
Yeah, oh, that's us. Oh, that's us that's calling you.
Kayla, Casey. Are we just, okay, Kayla.
Can you see us at all?
No!
Oh, can we Skype her in or no?
Aw, we wanted to see you.
Oh, can you try to answer your Skype?
Yeah, did you guys try my Skype?
Yeah,
or no?
They're trying your Skype right now.
Is this like, oh my god, it's not. Why is it not working? That's
you
so
didn't
weird.
Accept the friend request. Oh, AfterBuzz
you
is your friend.
You have to accept the friend request.
Okay, how do I do that?
Can we get Francesca offline? Can you guys talk about this while we talk about the other thing? Oh, you can't talk to her directly? Okay. All right. Okay, Fran, can you accept the friend request? Here, try to...
Yeah, I'm going
to
try.
Okay, try to do that. Try to do that, and we're going to talk over you, and then when you... Okay, perfect. Awesome. Thank you. So, Seven goes to the class. I liked that DeShayla and Key were there for her. I kind of felt like Key was, you know, trying to get... doing her own agenda, but it was fun. I thought it was a really fun class. I liked that the guy, he seemed like a really good teacher. The whole experience seemed really fun.
Yeah,
like,
I did.
I think... Do you think she learned a lot?
I don't know if she learned a lot, but I mean, that was her first class. But I think she'd be an amazing DJ. I think if that's something she wants to pursue, she definitely should pursue it. Because I have a friend who's a DJ, and she makes a lot of money.
There are a lot of female DJs up and coming.
Yeah, but
for
you have
real.
To work hard, though. It's not just like, oh, I look pretty. But being pretty is like half the job.
That's funny.
So the girls,
I respect a good DJ now, though, because I've heard a lot of bad ones.
So the girls go to Playhouse, and Lil' Key is so angry because guys, like random guys, keep coming up to the table. What's your perspective on that?
Like I said, I think Lil' Key is getting her job confused, and her job is to be there to grow and to improve herself. And instead, it seems like she wants to be the madam or the pimp of these girls. Like, oh, they're not allowed in the section. Like, girl, bye. Are you mad because no guy is talking to you? But on the flip side, I can also understand that Key is like, I'm not about that thirsty stuff, because that was... like maybe some of my attitude when I was on the show too, like certain things I'll be like, and then there were things like the strip club, I wanted to do it, but then I was also embarrassed, you know, because it's like, this is my city. I don't want people to see me. So I kind of get both sides of it, but I feel like she was completely hating. And if you don't like what other people are doing, just don't engage in it. And
but I think
you don't
but she did. I think she did not engage for a while. That left. Was the one thing. I was like, okay, she's like, no, I dismissed myself because I didn't want to be a part of it.
Right. So, but like, at the same time, kind of looking down on them because yeah. they're doing what they're doing, oh, that's they're where like, the issue comes, you know? Because yeah. they know that you, like, moved yourself out of it because you were, you know, I don't know. It's like...
Yeah, it was weird. It just seems like she wants to be in control of everything.
Yeah, very controlling. And very
you can't
controlling.
Do that with, like, girls who want to do what the hell they want.
Yeah, right. I was on both sides.
Including yourself.
I got both sides. No, because yeah. on one mm-hmm. side, I really understand why she was angry. Because as a woman, and if you're a guy, you probably never experienced this. When you go to a club, it's normally, like, a man's table, and then he's surrounded by pretty girls. Right. They're all thirsty. They all right. want to be there.
Right.
It's... Because I've myself bought in tables before, and... It's when you are a girl and you buy your own table and you are the one that put that money down and then random guys come over, sometimes it's kind of like, you know, we don't need you over here.
Were they
like,
drinking
we're
or were they
fun.
Just coming over?
Just
they
coming
were
over
mingling.
Drinking. I don't know. We don't know if they're
now,
drinking.
Now, if they're drinking a drink, then they got to go.
We don't
okay?
know.
Because I don't
know.
Play that.
But
yeah,
I'm just saying.
You didn't put in on it, you can't drink
I get it.
It
from both sides. I get it from both sides. I get it on one side. She's like, why can't we all just like chill and have fun like and be friends and not, you know, like, why can't we chill with each other?
But who really wants to chill with each
sorry,
other?
Sorry, what'd you say? Thank you. That's fine. So it's like, you know, but
they're chilling with each other the whole time in the house.
Yeah.
So they want
so maybe
some
she
guy,
wants
like
some guys.
That guy
that's
attention
what I'm saying.
Is
like... That's what I'm saying. I can see both ways. I can see why they want guys, but the guys kind of looked... But I mean, like a man that runs up to you when there's like, you're surrounded by cameras, that's a thirsty guy. Like,
of
you
course.
Know? Yeah. Hey, Francesca. So I think we're only able to do audio. Is that okay?
Yeah, what's happening?
I don't know. Apparently, did you... I don't think you accepted it properly.
Yeah, you didn't accept his friend request.
Or is your camera on? Do you have your camera activated?
Well, like, I'm doing it on my iPhone. So, like, and I have an app and everything, and it should be coming up, right?
I guess. Well, your voice sounds killer, sure. So...
Yeah.
Zane!
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
So, what's your guys' Skype name? I can try searching for you guys.
AfterBuzz TV 2. And is that going to be T-O-O or the number 2? The number 2, Fran. Francesca, I'm
so
sorry.
So Kiki and Little Key are fighting in the car, which isn't it funny that they don't have limos anymore? Everything is like, you know, the standy. It's like they can, so they can stand up
oh,
and actually
yeah,
like, get
so
at
they can
each
actually
other.
Get at each other and there can be mm-hmm. a producer in there to like break it up.
Yeah, and then Little Key throws the necklace. I didn't think that was that big of a deal. Did you guys
I
think?
Would have been pissed. You throw
I mean,
a necklace at
you
me?
You threw a necklace, so you were trying to do something. Yeah, mm-hmm. I would be upset.
Well, I was more upset about the bag, but I mean, it must not have been an expensive bag.
I had a girl throw a water bottle at me and I like lunged at her.
Yeah.
I mean, it seems
yeah.
like nobody really cared about the bag breaking, so it must not have been
oh,
that
the
nice
bag about. Did look sad. Yeah. I was like, is that a belt? Mm-hmm. What is that?
Oh, that was the bag.
All right, well,
I
this isn't working, so I'm just going to talk to you guys on the phone then.
Yes.
That's fine. So, Fran, hi, how are you doing? Francesca.
Hi, guys.
Hey.
It's good to talk to you guys.
Oh, it's so good
yes,
to talk to you.
Likewise.
Yeah, and if you come to LA in the next, like, 7 weeks, you can totally come on the show. We'd love to meet you.
Yes.
So,
yes.
Francesca.
Oh, my gosh. Love to
I'm so surprised that you and DeShayla didn't get hurt when you guys were in the middle of that fight on the van when Little Key and Kiki were fighting.
Well, actually, it's kind of funny. Like, they didn't even show us, like, doing this, but, like, Shay and I had kind of, like, we're looking at each other in each other's eyes, and we're like, all right, you keep your girl calm, and I'll keep my girl calm, and we'll try to, like, just get home in one piece. You know
right.
what I'm saying?
Wasn't she, like, dancing on her lap?
No,
dude,
she was like holding her back. You could tell she was holding her back.
Yeah, it was crazy. I'm surprised, you know, DeShayla didn't get squished, but, you know.
I know. I can't believe you guys didn't get
or
hurt.
Or was Key really
us.
Trying to do anything? Because, I mean, DeShayla, little self, I feel like he could have pushed right through that if she wanted to.
Well, my point of view, honestly, is, like, I just feel like he, all the time, was just always starting a fight. So, mm-hmm. to me, it started to become normal, honestly.
Right,
and,
right.
In the limo or the van or whatever, when, you know, we were coming back home from the club and all this shit was happening, I was just kind of, like, standing there because I just knew. I just knew what was going to happen. I just was not trying to deal with it. And I kind of feel like he kind of puts on for the camera a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, she might have been able to push right through to DeShayla, but she didn't, though, you know, because
yeah.
she
right.
went on a show.
Exactly.
She wasn't really trying to do anything.
Exactly. I agree.
What did you think about the new girl when she, like, not now, but what did you think about the new girl when she first came in? Like, what were your feelings? I know you, originally, you were kind of upset because, you know, she was another blonde girl. How did you feel about that in the beginning?
It was definitely, you know, coming into the Bad Girls Club at first and not seeing, like, you know, to me, the West Coast, I feel like, is blonde chicks, you know, blonde, you know, blue eyes and beach girls. So when I showed up and there was nobody else besides me that looked like that, I was a little surprised. And then I got used to that. So then when the replacement came in, you know, I recognized that her and I had the same features. I was a little nervous. I was like, you know, what if this, you know, any girl's going to get nervous, I feel like. I don't think it's because I have, like, low self-esteem. I just think it's because I wasn't used to it, you know?
Yeah.
And so, but she comes in, and then I realized that, yeah, we may kind of look alike, but we
are very different.
Yeah. We're both two different people, and I just kind of feel like, you know, you see somebody's picture and you can think a whole bunch of different things about them, but it's when you finally meet them in person is when you really get to know who they are. So I guess I just didn't really know who I was going to be meeting. You know, I didn't know if it was going to be another person like me or somebody else.
On my on my season, when I had come in, actually, they had mannequins, and there was another girl, Erica, who was blonde in the house, but she had, like, dark, dirty blonde hair, not like, you know, us, like, white blonde.
I like
and
how you said dirty blonde hair. You are so wrong.
No, dirty blonde. That's the name of the color. Dave's hair is dirty blonde. Yeah, dirty blonde.
Dirty blonde. Yeah, dirty blonde. Hers is dirty.
No. Dirty blonde is like a real. Is like an like I know. Amber's roots. Okay, like see how Amber's hair is like white blonde. Amber's roots because Amber's a natural blonde.
Let me demonstrate.
That's dirty blonde.
Dirty blonde.
Because it's natural hair. I know. I'm so sorry. I'm so sad. Maybe we can do another Skype interview next time. But we'll.
Oh
you know,
wait!
We'll
oh my
on.
God! I got it.
Oh, you got it.
How do I accept it, though? I just don't... Can I call you guys?
Yeah, here, try to call us back.
I'm doing it right now. I'm on the phone with you at the same time. I don't know if it's going to work.
I feel like it might be a little too complicated.
Yeah. Okay, Steve's going to try to contact you again, okay? So we'll hang up and he'll contact you.
I kind of want to know what she thought, though, like, when we get her back. Yeah, I want to know what she thought, how when Brianna walked in and was, like, so cocky. Mm-hmm. I, like, that was, like, what, like, 7 a.m.? I'm not a morning person.
She wasn't cocky. She was a little cocky.
She's like, wake up, bitches.
Whatever.
Get some money, bitches. I would say it, but then I get my ass kicked.
I feel like that was her cool way of coming into the house, like, hey, let me get these bitches some money. Like, she's a dancer, so she thought that was cool. Like, it wasn't even cocky.
The wording she was using was really cocky to me. I'm shocked no one was mad.
Sluts and bitches.
But that's because you saw my face. You were like, oh, shit. No, that's a slut.
Well, no. I said that before I met you guys because I always use terms like that, like bitch, slut, whatever. Well, maybe not slut.
I say bitch.
I say bitch a lot.
I texted Francesca earlier today and I was like, hey, the first thing I said to her, I was like, hey, bitch. And then I was like, I wonder if she's going to take offense to that because I call everybody bitch.
Me too. Everybody gets called a bitch in my book, whether I'm mad at you or happy at you. But it's like I said on the season, I basically said, you'll know when I'm mad because it's a difference in how I call you a bitch.
But
you know?
To me, it's a term of endearment. Like, I call my mom a bitch.
Exactly.
But I don't allow men to say bitch. Unless it's a guy who I'm very good friends with, I'll let him say bitch. If it's, like, in a fun way. Like, hey, bitch.
Yes, exactly.
Yes.
Yeah.
But,
we
were watching a show the other day, and Dave called the girl on the TV a bitch. He was like,
that's different.
Dave was like, that's...
Was it The Bachelor? I like
Corinne. I think it was The Bachelor.
I like her.
He said somebody was a bitch. He goes, what's that bitch doing? But he said it in a negative...
A negative, derogatory,
but kind of funny way. Like, when he said it, he thought
but
that...
So
he
nice.
Thought that... I know. My boyfriend's, like, the nicest man in the world. Said it in a way that he thought that I would be okay with it, and then I turned to him and I go, "You are not allowed to say that." You're not allowed to say like "bitch" about a woman in like a derogatory way.
Until you start sucking dick, you can't say it. Okay, Dave.
I see something.
Yeah. Yay, Francesca!
I like your. Your hair, girl.
God.
Yes.
We're drinking
cheers,
wine. We're drinking
boo.
Wine too. Woo.
Cheers.
I don't know, you guys
cheers.
Drinking?
We're drinking
Moscato, girl. Mm-hmm. A little bit of Moscato.
Amber's not drinking.
Nothing too fancy.
Amber's not drinking because she's our DD later.
Yes.
So, what did you think about Amber? Had a question. You wanna?
Oh, I just wanted to know like what you guys thought about Brianna's entrance. Like, was she? Like, she seemed a little extra to me, a little cocky, like, and it was so early in the morning. Was anyone upset?
Okay. Yeah. No. Honestly, I'm not a morning person. I every girl in that house can tell you that I slept in late every single day. Like, yeah. I was never getting up until 1 or 2 in the afternoon.
Oh,
I don't
shit. Give a that sounds like Tiffany.
Yeah.
But so you know, Bree came in very strong at like 7 yeah. in the morning, and we had just gotten in from that long night of drinking. You know,
yeah.
I was a little shitty, and I think everybody else was too. And, you know, she just comes to the door. It was very loud. It was very loud. It was hectic. You know, I remember just being like, here we go. This is it. This is, you know, whether this is going to make it or break it. And, you know, so it was definitely, it was a lot to, like, take in. It was a lot of just energy first thing in the morning.
I remember you saying something, like, when she came in, like, about the how you guys are different. But you were saying like, oh, well, she likes guys for money and you know, I'm not about that. So I just wanted to ask you about that part. Like, how do you feel about her now? And I mean, I get what you meant by it at that moment, but I wanted you to explain, like, what do you mean by that?
So yeah, like, so TV, like the whole reality TV thing, like it doesn't show everything mm-hmm, at all. Mm-hmm. It's kind of bizarre, you know?
Yeah.
It's
editing.
Like, it's just, every kind of situation, they take a couple things from it, but there's, like, right. so much more to it. So, basically, I remember, you know, Bree, it was over a course of a little while, I remember just Bree talking about how she had liked her own type of guys, like, you know, she just kind of was, like, sugar daddy, I guess you would say,
right,
you know,
right,
like,
right.
sugar daddies, and I remember just really, a lot of the things she did kind of, like, really irked me at first.
Mm-hmm.
It's totally different now. So whatever I'm saying now, I mean, don't get me wrong. Her and I have hung out together, went to the Ritz-Carlton, had some dinner together. Like, we are cool now. We're awesome.
Right, right.
But cool. When I had first met her, though, you know, there was just these things that she would say, and I just didn't believe in it. I didn't really appreciate the way that she was talking about guys, even though guys have been dicks to me too, but you know, I'm sticking up for them right now.
Oh, fuck no. No sticking up for the guys.
So you know,
girl power. No.
But does she still talk like that, or is she more like, was that just kind of like her entrance?
Kiki had actually explained to me, she's like, you know, Francesca, we all live different lives,
right.
and, you know, it's just different kind of things that we like, and she likes to strip, and, you know, she lives in Vegas, and if she has these opportunities, I started to accept it, I guess.
Yeah.
She still is who she is.
Right.
It's just that, you know, I've accepted it. I actually think it's kind of cool now. I mean, you know, she goes out and makes that guap. That's cool.
Right.
But, you know, it's just not how I am, I guess.
Different
you
girl.
Know?
Right.
What did you think about Kiki and Lil' Key fighting and the whole fat shaming thing? Like, was there a lot of fat shaming that we didn't see?
Absolutely.
I didn't like that.
It was, like, bizarre because, you know, we were all saying things to each other. I mean, I said things on the previous episode that a lot of people were coming at me online, you know, the whole thing with Susan and stuff. But the thing that people have to understand is that we've been drinking. Mm-hmm. You know, we're so cut off from the outside world.
Yeah.
And, you know, we just kind of go a little bonkers. And then we start saying things to each other that we want to get under each other's skin. You know, I want to piss you off because mm-hmm. what you said to me pissed me off.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, it's so.
And you get taken to that petty level.
It's normal.
And I think
sometimes,
you see the error in your ways. I mean, the whole thing with Susan, you know that that was, like, a really, like, low-life comment. And you know that, you know?
It's absolutely. Like, but she had said low-life comments to me, too, where
yes,
I was like,
definitely.
All right, well, guess what? Everything's off the board now. I'm going to say whatever the hell I want.
Yeah, I get it.
And people don't understand that there's a lot of stuff that they don't see that is edited out where somebody might be antagonizing, and
right,
you don't see that because
right,
it's an edited
right.
TV show. So I know that when that happened on our show, we actually didn't get to talk about it because Sayora was on that show. And we ran out of time, and a lot of people were coming at me like, why didn't you talk about Fran saying that comment? And I'm like, I think that comment was disgusting, but I'm pretty sure Fran knows it was disgusting, too. But you...
I did know it was disgusting, but I also forgot I'd even
said it. Yeah, when you're in the circumstances, like, if you're being filmed all day long, of course, you know, they're going to take out the most juicy parts to
yep.
put on a TV show.
This
it's a
true.
TV show,
yeah.
so...
Yeah.
And you got spit on, right?
Like, viewers had noticed that, like, in that one video in the closet where after I just fought into Shayla, Seven was coming at me.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, I finally looked at Susan. I had enough of her. I was like, you know what? And you're a follower. Because she was. Right. She was. Wasn't I just on the bed with her in the previous episode asking if she was okay? Right. I was legitimately concerned about her and how all the girls were talking about her marriage. I remember calling my mother and being like, Mom, I feel so bad for this girl because, you know, she's got her own life going on and all these girls are picking on her for it. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, Susan, like that, listened to the other girls and just didn't like me anymore.
Yeah.
That now was, that is what... She was just trying to fit in. Now that's what it takes. Like, she just freaking, just like that. Just listened to the other girls and just didn't like me anymore. And for
They're
what?
They're the negative Nancys.
Do you guys get along
the negative
now?
Nancys. That
oh,
whole
no, not at all.
Girls.
She's actually blocked me on Twitter and Instagram.
Oh, yeah. Full on block.
Well,
yeah.
Her and Seven have blocked me.
Well, that's nice, though, that you still are, like, you know, are above it. How old are you? Are you 21?
I'm 22.
You're a baby. I mean, girl, you're a baby, and you're very mature for your age, so good. Because I feel like a lot of these bad girls are not as mature.
Thank you.
So with the whole, like, fat-shaming thing, because I think Kiki looks cute as hell. Like, I think Kiki is thick.
Big Key.
I'm sorry. Yes. Yeah, but she goes by Kiki, right? Yes. Did she go by Kiki or Big Key?
No, probably Kiki. Never big.
Okay,
you never want to go by big something.
We do that because we make the difference because everybody calls them Kiki.
For me, Kiki is like so beautiful, thick or not thick. But I do feel like fat shaming is something that does happen a lot on these shows. So I was a little surprised because it hadn't happened yet. I was surprised that she went that low. So you do say there was a lot more fat shaming. Was there a lot more body shaming between other girls? Like people making fun of people's bodies that we didn't say?
I don't think that was fat shaming personally. I think calling someone fat when they like step to you so much and then you pick out your one thing to go after them, I don't think that's fat shaming. Mm-hmm. I think if you're like going in and every week and every day and talking about the food.
I'm not gonna lie.
This,
I would say it in private to my best friend, like that fat bitch got me fucked up, but I would not say it to the girl while I'm arguing with her because I feel like that's like
I would try not to, but like if she
I had a friend that made fun of me for being skinny. Like, she was fat, and I was skinny, and she literally used to talk crap about me.
I think the world's getting a little too PC.
So, Francesca, I mean, with Little Key, when Little Key was on, like, she wanted Brie to get on her side, what did you think about that? Like, did you, because now that you just watched the show, you saw what happened, what do you think about her, like, pretty much trying to get her on her side? Like, now that you see what was going on that you didn't see earlier...
I think it's really comical, and I think the fans can finally get to see her for who she really is because she's an instigator.
Yep.
Straight up.
Yep.
She just instigates everything. Mm-hmm. And she said it herself. She said it herself that she's going to use Brie as a tool. So, I, you know, Brie's my friend now, so ha-ha, Key, because you wanted her to be your friend and all this shit, but now she's my friend, so.
Yeah, as messy as she was being in the beginning, I was already like, I'm like, when is somebody going to say this? And then... Finally, here comes Brie. She like, I'm not with this messy stuff.
Yeah,
and I like her. I like you, Brie, wherever you are, girl. Like, I was like, oh, yes. She is smart. She knows what's up. She came into the house not playing no games.
Well, she's dealing with strippers every day. Like, you can't.
Exactly.
You
got to know what's up.
You got to
know what's up. Because stripper hoes is straight scandalous. Okay, sorry. I got a little, in my feelings.
I really liked Brie. I feel like Brie is a very strong character. And not saying anything, Fran, you know, you were saying that you both are very different. I feel like you and Fran are polar opposites. I mean, you and Brie are polar opposites because of the fact that you're a more quiet, like reserved person. And I feel like when you have to, of course, you know, you stand up for yourself. But I feel like with her, she's very tough. And she does have that like stripper mentality. She's like a very tough girl. Mm-hmm. I think she was exactly what the show needed. Do you think that she was a good addition to the cast?
I definitely do. I think she was a good addition. Mm-hmm. It's, like, funny, though, too. I have to, like, just put this in there. Like, everybody kind of thinks I'm, like, really quiet because of this show.
I was going to say, I don't
really
think you are.
Very, I was going to say that. Crazy, but this show made me, like, be that person.
It's a different atmosphere.
Like,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Dude. Are you kidding me? Look at me. Do you see this? Look at
right,
me. I'm
the hair,
totally
everything.
Different.
She's like, no,
you know?
I'm not quiet. I know, girl. I know.
Like, I'm like that rock and roll chick you'll find me at a heavy metal concert on a Saturday.
Are you, are you bringing Snookies back? Snooksters?
Oh, you like my Snookies?
Yeah.
The same one on my tattoo, see?
Bouffant. Oh, okay. Oh, I love that. Is that Barbie?
Yeah, it's me as a Barbie.
I love Barbie dolls. I want to get a Barbie tattoo. Like, I've wanted to my whole life.
I see that.
Nice.
Oh my god.
Oh, the Batgirl tattoo right there. That's nice. You did it different. We started here and
I got
everyone
mine
got them pretty much in the same place.
I got mine removed.
I know, I heard about that and I was like, why?
I had a little pink one. I got it removed. It was just I mean, I liked it for, like, I'm over I liked it for a time being, but for me, I never, I mean, I might get another tattoo, like a bigger tattoo in the future, but for me, I'm kind of like, you know, a tattoo to me doesn't have to be forever. It's like, you can get it removed if you want. You know?
Oh yeah. I survived okay, so
get,
that place.
Get Dave's so name on you then.
No, I would never, I would never get a man's name on me.
Will you get my name on you?
I am nobody's property.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm right.
So what did you think about DeShayla meeting with the designer? Did you know that she was big into designing?
I didn't really care about her at all. Especially after the whole thing when she spit in my face. Like,
oh, yeah, that was kind of gross.
It was definitely disgusting. And you know what? I'm just not that type of person. I'm not trying to live with somebody who were... I just wanted to make amends, and I was like, that's it. You don't have to be my best friend when I leave here. Right. But until we get out of here, we're fine. Whatever, yeah. You know?
Weird to me because, like, just, like, seeing her on the show, she doesn't seem like the type of person to spit. In my opinion.
Other girls put a battery in her bag, but yeah, I totally didn't take her for somebody that would be aggressive. I thought she was going to be kind of the neutral person that would have been cool with everybody, so it was very surprising to me.
She's but, got I mean, two sides.
She clicked up with the wrong people, so I think that was the big bulk of it. Like, she clicked up with the girls that were always angry, the mean girls. The negative Nancys, that's what I call them.
That's what we called them, too, the girl, negative Nancys.
Negative Nancys, yes. That's
we were the party all the time, and I'm still the party.
Hey.
Yeah, hey, cheers.
Where are you living now?
Cheers to that.
Cheers.
I currently reside in Connecticut.
Cool.
Where I was casted in Boston. Okay. So that was really cool.
We were texting about this earlier.
Is it a lot to do out there?
We were.
You're probably like the legit party girl out there in Connecticut then. Is it anything to do out
there?
Legit
party girl. Yeah. And I bartend out here too. I've been bartending since I was 18.
Oh, hey. Oh, yeah. You were doing it before you actually could. I was a shot girl at 18.
No, you can.
If you're moving to LA, and you want to bartend, let me know.
Well, I feel they never let me.
Where, in Hollywood?
Yeah. Hollywood. I think they're looking for girls in Pasadena right now, which is fun.
They want her boyfriend wanted to, or fiance. I'm sorry, her fiance wanted me to work there, and he was like
they
trying
don't want black
so hard,
girls.
And I was like, no, I couldn't do that.
Nah, Kristen, I'm trying to get Sir Pump though.
I think I would.
Kristen doesn't want to work.
No, I just I don't know. My parents
she just wants to be a Barbie girl.
My parents are very like they're super Catholic, and I don't. They like were really really against me working in anything with alcohol, which is crazy because like.
Because
I love
you and
bad girls. Oh, they were super against. They were super against me.
My mama didn't talk to me.
I was in beauty pageant, so I was up for Miss Massachusetts USA. And once you do a beauty, a show like this, you can't do any beauty pageant
stuff like that.
So my parents were like, "Yeah." My parents didn't even know that until after I was already on. I was like, "Well, I can't compete again." My mom was like, "What? Sorry, mom. I had to take an opportunity."
That's right. When I was little, but that was really
so
little.
Francesca, first of all, where'd your parents get your name? It's so unique.
I've heard that name before.
My parents got my name because my dad's name is Frank. So I was named Francesca so that my nickname could be Frankie.
But it just never caught on. That's cute. I love Frankie.
And like they actually kind of some of the girls call me that in the house a couple times
because I told
them that and they liked it. Yeah,
that's cute. So cute. Mm-hmm. I would totally go by Frankie.
Thanks. So I guess it was a show that was on back in the day, and you know, all the there was like four girls, and they had like girl names, but then they had like guy nicknames.
So. Oh, cute.
That's like me for Kristen, Chris.
Chris.
Mostly all my family calls me Chris. All my good friends call me Chris, but then I have one brother calls me Chrissy, and that's it.
Chrissy.
And then everyone else is Kristen.
He's like, yeah, nope, it's like my special name
yeah,
for
Yeah, my oldest brother. Mm-hmm. So when Sayora and Bree are talking, and they're like outside, and they're talking about like, you know, all the stuff, and then she says, oh, yeah, you know, they were telling me about Fran, because they wanted me to like get into, you know, a fight with Francesca about being the only blonde girl, and then you came out. I thought you handled that really well. Were you nervous at all talking to Bree? Because she's kind of like, she's a very powerful figure.
Well, I wasn't really scared because I'm a powerful figure too. Like, sorry, my freaking phone just fell, so I gotta fix it. No, I'm a powerful figure too, so I just like, you know, when I heard that, I was just kind of like, you know, and at that point, too, it's kind of like you're stepping on my territory. Like, that was my place. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I was there first. So I just kind of felt like kind of things were getting out of control and my name was in it. So I was like, no, I need to go set this straight. I don't have to yell to do it either. Right. I can go to somebody and sit down and have a smoke and eat my chips or something and talk to you about it, you know?
Right.
Instead of screaming. I mean, that's kind of how Key dealt with everything. And it was really kind of annoying.
I'm a yeller too, though, so I kind of understand Key on the yelling. Like, if you want to act like you don't hear me,
no, not Kiana, Kiara.
Yeah, no, yeah.
What did you think about when Key went to dinner with her mom and her sister? Did you think like her mom's advice was good? Like her mom said, you know, block it out. Like, you know, you knew this, you were going to be on a show like this. Do you think that was good advice or no?
With that, I mean, her, like, going out with her mom anyways kind of, like, got me upset because she had actually kind of made fun of me at one point for, like, being homesick and, like, you know, missing my mom. And, like, there was a point where she made fun of me for it for, like, a while. And then, you know, she's going out with her mom and, like, going out to dinner with her and stuff. And like, then one night I remember her kind of being upset and crying because she couldn't see her mom. So when I saw that scene, I was honestly getting ready for this interview, so I kind of blocked it out.
I see what you're saying.
But she visited with them because it was her sister's birthday, so I guess that was, like, an occasion. But, yeah, I would be kind of irritated.
And it's just hard because
what is she crying for? Because yeah, her mom is here, exactly. So like,
you know,
your mom is all the way.
You get to see your family when you're there, and I can't see mine. I don't get it.
Yeah,
you know.
So when Seven goes outside to talk to Bree, you weren't out there at that point, right? When Seven and Bree kind of like got into it a little bit, like outside.
Yeah, because we were all sleeping at that point when that had happened. So like, they went upstairs, kind of like cool off, I think, right? And that's how it happened. I was just passed out.
I kind of liked the fact that I feel like Seven kind of came at Bree a little bit, like, you know, don't be talking about, I don't even know exactly what she said, but pretty much saying, you know, like, you know, this happened, I wasn't the person who said this. And then Bree, I feel like Bree did a good job of like being overly dominant, kind of, you know. I felt like Bree was doing a good job of being like, okay, well, did I say that? You know, being strong, because when you do come in and you're a replacement, you are at a disadvantage. You totally are at a disadvantage. So I think she did a good job.
Oh, yeah. As Bree, as a replacement, she did awesome. And honestly, she belonged in our group more than anything, because I feel like me, Kiki, Bree, and Say, I feel like we're all very powerful people. And like, people like kind of like look up to us, and we all have these awesome qualities about us, you know. And Bree definitely has hers, and so the four of us together, we like rock it.
I liked it at the end when she I forget who she was talking with, who else was out there, but somebody had said something and Bree was like, well, you saw her walk away, right? And I was like exactly, because she,
I felt like she kind of gave her a little attitude at that moment too. I was like, oh, but that's your friend, girl.
But you saw her walk away, right? But you know what, Kayla, I gotta say, the same reason, you remember when all that shit was happening and people were coming at me and you and I were on the phone and we were like talking and you were like, I don't understand why people are coming at you, and I was like, it's because I'm a white blonde girl who's like 5'4".
Well, people, damn it, it's because I'm black.
No, but I was telling you, it's like, because people try, like, people try to
get arrested.
But people will try, they'll try, if there's like, I'm just being, this is very real. If there's a black girl, a Hispanic girl, and a white girl, people are going to look at the weakest one as being the white girl, as she can't fight, as she can't defend herself. So I see why Bree is so, like kind of has this, like, you know, this air about her, because she has to, because you have to be tough. Especially, like, she's going in there, you know, not being
an
original cast
member. And I'm sure she dealt
with
a lot of that because of being a dancer and being a white girl dancer at that. And it sounds like maybe, and I don't know if I'm, like, just being judgmental, but it sounds like she probably has been around other ethnic groups more so, especially in that life, you know, in that type of lifestyle. So she's definitely had to be strong.
So, Francesca, we're going to have to wrap up. So is there anything else you want to talk about really quickly? Is there anything you want fans? Is there anything you want fans to know about you that they might not know?
I think that all the fans that have been supporting me so far, they know who I am, and they, like, you know, they've been really great at supporting me online. And as for all these people that are watching these previews and making shit up, you know, and you guys are the people that, like, you guys need to watch next week's episode, because you guys are all talking shit, and you guys really need to see what happens.
Right, assuming.
And that's the worst thing about all this all, is, like, people, like, online talking and making things up.
It will follow you for the, pretty much the rest of your life.
Just block it out. Just don't, you know, honestly, My suggestion to you is, okay, I woke up this morning with over, like, I think I had 50 tweets to me, and I just went through them all negative. I'm like, okay, whatever, I don't care. I don't have to respond to people that I don't, that they don't.
Oh, yeah, I block the people that say rude stuff.
Yeah, me too, real quick.
Block them, like, I don't even really block people that often.
I retweet them. Oh, I do. I retweet them.
On my Instagram, I don't play that. If they put a nasty comment, they are blocked immediately. I don't have time for that negativity in my life.
No, really, though, like, I don't have time.
You gotta go. It's only positive comments on my stuff.
What I'm trying to say is that it's your life, nobody else's. They're not paying your bills, they're not doing anything for you. And we, because of social media, I mean, when your guys' season happened, season 3, they didn't really have Twitter, so people couldn't get at them. And people used to message Amber on Facebook, and, you know, she was like, Jesus Christ.
Facebook.
But but the thing is that now people can message you so easily and freely.
Everywhere.
You have to just accept the fact that people are going to have bad comments to say, and if they do or don't, that doesn't matter because it doesn't affect you. You're still pretty.
Right.
Oh, thanks, guys. I appreciate that.
So, Fran, thank you so much. How can people find you on social media?
Yes.
You can find me on social media. Instagram is official Francesca Marie. My Twitter is FranCescax3. My Snapchat is Checka, Checkka. And
I needed you to go four.
Damn girl.
No, I'm sorry. No, I didn't.
I'm going to need to get you your first name, last name on all of them, okay?
Just, you know, Francesca Jacob, we know everything. You know,
all right, girl. Well,
like, Google me.
Thank you.
Don't make fun of me.
Thank you so much. And I'm going to text you after this. Just say thank you so much. You are amazing. Yeah. Is there anything else?
No. Yes.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys.
Ciao,
bye.
Bella.
Bye. See ya.
Bye.
Bye. She's fun.
Yeah. So, Steve, do we have time to take Alex's call or no? Okay. So thank you guys so much for watching tonight's episode. Amber, how can they find you on social media?
Amber Mead with an E at the end.
You said it so dry. And you can find me at Back by Popular Demand. That's going to be my Instagram. And that's with 2 Ks, not 3 or 4, y'all. Okay?
You can find me everywhere at Kristen Kelly TV. And I'm going to leave a comment underneath. Please subscribe to my YouTube channel. The video with Sayora is coming up. We had to reschedule because she was on spring break. But I'm going to be doing an in-depth video with her. I'm also going to be doing one with Kiki and with Brie for my YouTube channel. So keep an eye out for that. Subscribe, get notifications, hit that bell so you know when I have a new video up. Thank you guys so much, and we'll see you next week. Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later, bitches!
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.